There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here. It's one of the best 3-4 week periods in sports in America every single year. DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top rated sportsbook apps, is giving fans a chance to bet just $5 and win $150 instantly in bonus bets. With a college basketball bet, you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes 90 seconds. You put in the code Colin. That's me, C-O-L-I-N. New customers, bet $5 for a chance to win $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook, only with the code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, KS, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. We have another live stream on the Bleacher Report app. Make sure to subscribe to the Draymond Green YouTube channel if you haven't already. There were a couple good, great interviews, I thought, that went out last week. One with the great Isaiah Thomas, Detroit Piston bad boy, two-time champion, Finals MVP, Isaiah Zeke Thomas, and one with Paul Pierce, The Truth. Actually, one of my favorite episodes. Both of those episodes were actually two of my favorites. Zeke, obviously, having the connection to the state of Michigan and Detroit Pistons and bad boys, and you know, obviously being backcourt mates with Joe Dumars, who I've shared with you all before, is like a father figure in my life, has been for 15 plus years. So there's that. And then Paul Pierce, obviously everyone knows the history of Paul Pierce and myself and the viral clip that went crazy when Paul Pierce was with the Clippers. And we addressed that right off the gate when we got into the interview, which set the stage for an incredible, incredible interview. We talked everything from Paul Pierce being stabbed to Ray Allen to Doc Rivers and the Milwaukee Bucks and his thoughts on that, with Doc being his coach that he won a championship with, KG, you name it. We talked everything, and it was an absolutely incredible episode. So make sure you all check them out. And then lastly, the Twitter giveaway, the YouTube giveaway. Head to my Twitter, reply to the giveaway tweet for your chance to win a signed jersey. There will be a couple of them going out, so check that out. First topic, first item of business, Dubs 1-2 without Steph. losses to the Spurs and Mavericks. I know that's probably confusing for some. Like, no, y'all just beat the Spurs. We actually played them two games in a row. We played them once at home on Saturday and then in San Antonio on Monday. The one Saturday, we were awful. We had no energy on the court. We played with no sense of urgency. No sense of urgency. And the Spurs kind of got what they wanted. That was without Wimby. That was without Devin Vassell. But sometimes when you play teams without their best players, that actually makes them a little tougher to play in this league, which is a very weird thing because you just don't know what to expect. And so you don't know what to expect from an offense because obviously when your best player's on the floor, you go to certain things. And then all of a sudden you take your two best players out and you're kind of just random all over the place. And guys who don't normally get the shots are getting the shots. And you don't really know how to react to it. And so, needless to say, no excuse. They absolutely destroyed us at home. We actually looked like we didn't belong on the same floor. Coming back in San Antonio on Monday, Victor Wembanyama being back, Devin Vassell being back, we actually won that game pretty handily. We took control of the game. Chris Paul had 19-9-8. Vintage CP game. Jonathan Kuminga was really good. Klay got it going a bit in that game. And we were in our defense. We were flying around. And we were able to take control of that game in the third and not have any issues with that game. And we're going to talk a little bit about that game in a few. Victor Wembanyama, we must talk about. Very interesting things to say about Victor Wembanyama. And then moving on, we ended up losing to the Mavericks last night. I also didn't play in that game. My back has been bothering me for like four or five games, and I've kind of been going through it, like just playing through it and playing through it. We have the absolute best training staff in the league. I would put my money on that. Rick and Danny and Yoder. And so, you know, they're doing things to get me back to a good space to go in the game. And then, like, you know, third quarter or so, it just locks all the way back up. And you're kind of grinding through the rest of the game, just trying to get to the end. Next day, not in a good space. Can't really get on the court even if I want to get some work in. And then kind of getting it back to a good space to go back out there and play. And so the hope is that and not having a game since Monday for myself, not playing in the Dallas game, that as opposed to getting it back to a place to where it's like, all right, I can get out there now, that those extra couple days will allow it to go away because it's just no fun. Just getting it to a space where I can get in the game and then it locks back up. And it's painful. And it's also has been kind of in that same area that I had the issue before. And so the way I view it is like my body keep giving me these warning shots, you know, listen to them before you have to listen to them. You can't do nothing. And so that is why I missed last night. And, you know, I talked to y'all about the injury before when I was out with the back injury. And, like, I had to relearn how to walk and relearn how to run and relearn how to jump and find my coordination again on the court. I'll never forget first getting back on the court and, like, running, thinking I can do just a simple jump off my left foot layup. And, like, it was so uncoordinated. I didn't know how to do it. I threw the ball off the glass. And that was within 6 weeks, 7 weeks of me getting back on the court. And then we obviously went on to win a championship. And so it's just something that, number one, is a little scary. But number two, don't really want to mess around with. Back can be dangerous. So my plan and hope is to play Saturday, obviously hoping that things continue to trend in the right direction. That would be my goal, to play Saturday. And we shall see how that goes. Before we continue on, happy birthday to the GOAT, Steph Curry. 36 years old today, Pi Day. For you, it's Pi Day. For me, it's the GOAT Day. Steph, my brother, happy birthday, man. It's been a pleasure. This is our 12th birthday. My birthday was last week, his birthday today. 12th birthday spending together. It's like, man, we're getting closer to like half our birthdays. spending together. And it's such a special thing, man, to have someone like that in my life. I'm very thankful for the example that he set as the man, the example that he set as the basketball player, the example that he set as a brother, as a big brother. Couldn't ask for a better example to have in your life on a daily basis and to follow. And so I am honored and thankful for you on your GOAT day, your born day. Happy birthday, Steph. Also saw some news about Steph saying he's running for president. How about that? And I actually think Steph Curry could be the president. And I actually think Steph Curry would be a great president. And the news that you all did not know you needed was Draymond Green would be in the White House in some form or fashion. And none of y'all thought y'all needed that news and you never could have believed it. But I'm telling you, Secretary of Defense, that would be a good title for your boy. So shout out to Steph. Happy birthday, my brother. But getting back into these games, when we beat the Spurs, number one, forget the game. Victor Wembanyama is probably a top 20 player in the NBA right now. He is insanely gifted. And watching him play, I personally thought, like, man, his handle gonna be loose. Like, his handle actually ain't loose. Like, he passed the ball and got a great handle on it, and it's tight. And shout out to the San Antonio staff, because some of our front office, Ryan Atkinson, who's always on the road scouting quite a bit, was saying, like, yo, San Antonio has helped him with that. His handle was not that good. Like, yes, he could dribble the ball, but they've helped him a lot with his handle. You look at Tim Duncan's, you look at the Kawhi Leonard's. Tony Parker was not the player that Tony Parker ended up being when Tony Parker arrived in San Antonio. You look at all of those guys, we know that their development staff, Coach Pop, Chip England was there for years doing the Chip, moved on. But we know that their development staff is absolute top of the line. Like, listen, I don't care how good of a prospect you are. If you get to the NBA and you don't have a good development staff, you're going to continue to be just that, a good prospect. Now, that also requires you to put the work in. What I hear about Victor Wembanyama, my college teammate, my brother, former college roommate, Raymar Morgan, told myself and Travis Walton about Victor Wembanyama 3 years ago, before Victor Wembanyama's name even started popping up. Raymar played with him in France on Tony Parker's team. And he's like, man, I got this 15, 16-year-old on my team. I'm telling y'all, he's going to be the number one pick in a couple years. And I trust Raymar's judgment, because Raymar also, long before everybody started talking about Luka Doncic, told us, man, it's this kid over here, Luka Doncic, that played with Real Madrid. He's 15, 16. He's going to be a problem in the NBA. And I'm telling y'all, and people are going to say his game ain't going to translate, and I'm telling y'all, it's going to translate. And so those are two guys that Raymar called out to us way before, because Raymar's played EuroLeague and stuff. And he called out those way before they start popping up on radars over here and draft boards and all those things. And so he's not as weak as people may think he is because he's skinny. Although he will need to get stronger, and we all know that, and he knows that, and he will, because, again, what I heard from Raymar and what I've heard from Ronaldinho, the kid's a gym rat. He's a gym rat. He does everything the right way. He cares about basketball. He wants to be great. With that skill set, with that length, with that jump shot, his jump shot is absolutely beautiful. In San Antonio, with that style, that kid, watch out. And I know I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said before. And by the way, this is no stray at all. I think Chet Holmgren is a very good player. And I know there's been this comparison amongst those two. They're both super tall and lanky. They both block shots great. They both can shoot the ball. They both can put it on the floor. Chet Holmgren is going to be a problem. And I've told y'all that on this podcast before. But I will tell you, I think there's a gap in between Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama. I honestly believe that there is a gap. Victor Wembanyama is just different. And Chet's different too, don't get me wrong. But like, there's levels of player in this league. I don't care, from the best point guards in the league to the best five, there's levels of players. That's just the case. It's always going to be the case. There's a gap. Victor Wembanyama is so good. And he's doing stuff like, all right, I caught it in the post this time. I'm not even going to go score. I'm going to go uphill DHO and get this guy involved. You can see the growth in his game from where he was in the beginning of the year to where he is now. A lot less crazy shots he's taking, moving the ball, going DHOs just to get off the ball, then rolling, like, has great feel. He catches the ball in the middle of the paint. He always has a chance to get it to the rim and knows where he's at. Kid's special. Absolutely special. And he may win MVP of the league in like the next 2 years or so. Absolutely incredible player. I also saw that Kendrick Perkins said something about me saying Victor Wembanyama is not the defensive player of the year. And I want to be certain that Kendrick Perkins, I said, win defensive player of the year. Kendrick Perkins said he should get some defensive player of the year votes. I never disagreed that he should get defensive player of the year votes. I just don't think he should win defensive player of the year right now with a 24th ranked defense. I just don't think so. Now, his numbers will get better, as I said, and he will one day win that award. You can't be on the 24th best. I don't care. When you're on the quarter, the defense is the 24th best, and that has to matter. And so saw that, respect it, but Victor Wembanyama is a problem. Not telling you anything you don't know, but he keeps getting better. He's going to keep getting better. And watch out, NBA, because that kid is different. We've all had a frustrating experience buying tickets, even me. You all know I love to go to concerts, shows, and it can be hard to find last minute tickets. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater shows near you. I'm looking through the Game Time app right now, and it's really easy to find tickets at different price points. The NBA season is winding down, and we have some huge dubs games we're going to need your support at. We always talk about strength in numbers, and we need y'all to be loud at these games coming down the stretch. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. They have all-in pricing, so you know exactly how much you're going to pay. Plus, the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code word GREEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Create an account and use the code word GREEN, G-R-E-E-N, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Probably going to have to get some vets in there. But I think with Victor Wembanyama, you like all of a sudden you were looking to rebuild. You can turn that notch up fast because he's that good. So that was Victor Wembanyama. Dubs have lost four of the last six after having a very strong February. Man, and honestly, it sucks. Obviously, we know the race that we're in with the play-in race and kind of right there in that 9th, 10th spot right there with the Lakers. Dallas and Sacramento / Phoenix has gotten a few games up on us with us dropping four out of the last six. I think we still can make a push. I still feel good about our chances. Hopefully, get the GOAT back this weekend, Steph, against the Lakers. I am hearing that he's practicing on Friday. That's what I've been told. That's what you all have heard. And hopefully that puts him back on the court. On Saturday. I think we can still turn it around. And then the loss yesterday to the Mavs. That Mavericks team looked good. I thought they got some good pickups, and obviously you got Kyrie and you got Luka. Kyrie is so good at basketball. And I know a lot of people like to hate Kyrie. And the way he lives his life and his views on certain things, like you can hate on those things all you want. But there's not many people in the NBA that can score the ball better than Kyrie Irving. And there's not many people in the NBA that a defense is more fearful of and what they need to try to do to stop Kyrie Irving. Because he's a great finisher at all levels. He can shoot the three with the best of them. His mid-range is right up there with the best of them. And he's as good a finisher as there is in the NBA. And that is including Victor Wembanyama. That is including Daniel Gafford, who's made 30 shots in a row. Kyrie Irving is as good a finisher in the NBA as there is. And the pressure that Kyrie Irving puts on the defense, because he can do it at any level, with size don't matter. Kyrie Irving is a problem, and it's great to see Kai back out there on the court thriving, doing what he enjoys without all the noise, without everybody jumping on him about his views on things, and just out there playing basketball and being the Kyrie Irving that we've all watched for the last 13 years. Absolutely beautiful. So we got the Dallas team a couple more times. Those will be big games for us. Obviously, with what the standings are coming down to, I think we got the Lakers one more time, maybe two. Two more games with the Lakers, which those are also big games. You figure those games kind of count as two because if you lose one, they pick up a win. Kind of counts as two games when you're right there in the race. So we need to try to make sure we take care of those games. And moving forward. Another play-in situation right there on the brink. Last night, Kings and the Lakers played. I see everybody making such a huge deal out of AD being 0-10 facing Sabonis. And everybody's like, is that a coincidence? Is that do you make anything of that? And it's interesting because the first time I ever heard of it was like AD being 0-9. And then you go into a road game at SAT, you lose the game, and everybody's like, oh, see, now he's 0-10. And so I actually view that as one of those coincidence type things. Like, do we really believe that Sabonis is better than AD, or could he be a tough matchup? Of course, like, everybody has tough matchups. But you also can't make it just about Sabonis and AD, because the reality is, Sacramento offense does run through Sabonis, but not in a manner of like, I'm busting your ass or you, but like it ain't that. Like those, it's not like mano a mano, like this record is trying to make it out to be. You can't ignore De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox has been better than any point guard the Lakers have had over the last couple of years. There's this thing called addition by subtraction. I don't know if you all remember, but Malik Monk was here with the Lakers, revitalized his career, and played well, and then went to Sacramento. So they also plucked one of their guys and they're actually using them, and he's playing really well. So I think it's more of a coincidence than like, oh, it's just that thing, like they're beating them. And so that was a big game in the standings as well. It was also great for us that the Lakers lost, kind of keep us right there with the same amount of losses. So it'll be important for us to try to go out here on Saturday and take care of business. The Denver Nuggets are 10-1 since the All-Star break, with their only loss coming to the Suns in overtime. They just moved back into the number one seed in the West. I think things will stay that way. They are gearing up for the playoffs. They are a championship team, and they're figuring out, all right, we've stayed right in the mix all season. Now it's time to turn it up after the break, and they're doing that. I think, you know, things get tougher for the Minnesota Timberwolves with Cat being out. Saw Rudy Gobert went out the other night. I'm not sure how serious that is or how long he'll be out, but I do know Cat had a procedure earlier this week, and he'll on his meniscus, and he'll probably be out at least another 4 weeks. So that makes things tougher. Cat has been really good. He's an all-star for a reason. He's been really good for that Minnesota team. And so I think they'll hit a few bumps with that. It'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. So I don't think, like I said, it's a who's the biggest challenger or who's not for the Denver Nuggets. I think it's more so like just the matchups you get and how it all plays out, and we'll see where it goes from there. But the Nuggets are real and they're playing great and they look like a championship team. Before we get out of here, I'm going to toss it to Jackson for a couple mailbag questions. Jackson, what we got?
First one from at Jay Gonzalez. How do you think your game compares to Dennis Rodman's?
How does my game compare to Dennis Rodman? I think me and Dennis Rodman have both kind of been a straw that stirs the pot. You know, the game is not so friendly with us out there. The game is intense, hard-nosed. And I think the way Dennis Rodman defended all positions, there are some similarities there. Dennis Rodman was a way far better rebounder than me. Although I think I'm a good rebounder and the game is different now. I spend a lot of time like chasing guys on the perimeter and doing different things. Like there's more shooting, so you're extended further away from the rim. Needless to say, I've never gotten 30 rebounds or 30 rebounds in several games in a row, even when the game was a little different. Dennis Rodman is one of the best rebounders we've ever seen. So I don't compare to him there at all. Like I said, I think I'm a good rebounder. So on the defensive end, but then I also think that I do some things offensively that Dennis didn't do. But in saying that, Dennis Rodman is a Hall of Famer, and I can only strive to be remembered like the legend Dennis Rodman himself in my career.
From at Ricky Esparza, thoughts on the new look Mavericks team? Do you think that they have enough to contend in the West?
Ricky, I was just saying about the West. I think the West is tough. I think, the matchups are extremely important with who you match up with. And that's a tough team. Anytime you have a team that has the likes of Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic with a supporting cast, that team can be dangerous. I think, as you get into it, you know, you can find things defensively against them that you could possibly use to your advantage in a playoff series. But anytime you have Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, they have a supporting cast. Now, Daniel Gafford is a real player. A lot of people didn't know about him because he was stuck in Washington. Real guy. PJ Washington, been stuck in Charlotte playing losing basketball. He's playing good basketball now. That is a wrap for this episode of the Draymond Green Show. Thank all of you tuning in on the Bleacher Report app. If you're not tuning in on the Bleacher Report app live, you can still check this out on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Go check it out. And we will be back to y'all next week. Until then, it's a wrap. Peace.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.